welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to play the Ponies, acknowledge daylight saving time, and hear from the Champion of the People. But to get us started, as a public service, we're going to have another vocabulary lesson. I learned a new word the other day. The word is spavined, S-P-A-V-I-N-E-D. The noun spavin is a swelling, especially a bony enlargement of the hock of a horse due to strain. The adjective spavined means affected with spavin, but also has a secondary meaning, old and decrepit, or over the hill. And no, look up spavined in the dictionary and you won't find my picture. Not yet, anyway. Some might refer to the records we play on this show as spavined, but here are some records about some spavined things other than me, starting off with Harold Van Emberg and his orchestra.
Everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty in old shanty town.
It touches the ground. but my tumble-down shack by an old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, is calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown, in a shanty, in old shanty town. It's just a shanty in shanty town. The roof's so slanty, it covers the ground. Just a shack down by the track, like a millionaire's mansion, is calling me back. I'd give my palace if I were king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown, in a shanty, in old shanty town.
Two versions of In a Shanty in Old Shanty Town, written by Joe Young, with the music co-written by Ira Shuster and Little Jack Little. We just heard Belle Baker's rendition, recorded on August 24th, 1932. And we started off with a decidedly more upbeat version by a Crown House band credited as Harold Van Emberg and his orchestra, recorded May 15, 1932. Besides Belle Baker and Harold Van Emberg, Ted Lewis, Ted Black, Red Allen, and Singin' Sam, as well as Little Jack Little, all recorded the song in 1932. It's Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and here's Joe Loss and his band.
A shabby old cabbie that hangs round the square, calling to everyone there. If you want to take your ladies out and romance them, why not take a little ride about in my hansom? Says the shabby old cabbie, an hour or two will pass very quickly for you. If my very, very weary beast never hurries, that's the very, very, very least of your worries.
As he calls giddy, giddy up to his horsey, you can kiss a little, kiss a little,
kiss a little gal.
As he goes to his horsey, you can...
What a pal is that shabby old cabbie that rides round the park, plodding along through the dark. If you have a little, little lady you fall for, then call for that cabbie tonight. Now then, cabbie, go to town, shake 'em up and shake 'em down.
Thank you.
that shabby old cabbie that rides round the park, plodding along through the dark. You don't ever, ever, ever have to remind him, 'cause he never, never, never looks behind him. For that shabby old cabbie perched high on his shelf was young once himself.
The Great Harry Reaser with one of his 23 original compositions for tenor banjo, The Old Town Pump, recorded by Edison on New Year's Day, 1927. Accompanying Harry Reaser on piano was Paul Rickenbach. And before Harry Reaser, it was the British band of Joe Loss from July 17, 1939, and the Shabby Old Cabbie. Joe Loss's musical career spanned about 60 years. The British royal family were fans of the band, and they played at Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle on numerous occasions. Some songs about things spavined on rapidly rotating records. I'm your unspavined host, Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with a His and Hers set right after this. Well, it's now daylight saving time here in the U.S. The idea of daylight saving time was first conceived by Benjamin Franklin during a trip to Paris in 1784 in an essay titled An Economical Project. The idea was first advocated seriously by a London builder, William Willett, in the pamphlet Waste of Daylight in 1907. Willett proposed advancing clocks 20 minutes on each of 4 Sundays in April and retarding them by the same amount on 4 Sundays in September. A bill was drafted in 1909 and introduced in the British Parliament several times, but it met with ridicule and opposition, especially from farmers who wanted daylight in the morning. Willett died in 1915, but following Germany, England adopted daylight saving time, called summer time, a year later in May of 1916, the motivation being to conserve coal. Daylight saving time went into effect throughout the United States for the first time on March 31, 1918. Ben Franklin may have first proposed daylight saving time, but here's Ruth Etting to propose moonlight saving time.
Birdies fly with new ambition, spring is in their song. Soon you'll find yourself a-wishing days were not so long. If my thought is not defined, listen while I speak my mind. There ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that boy of mine until a birdie's wake and chime. Good morning. There ought to be a law in clover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme. Dawning, you'd better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You'd better croon a tune to the man up in the moon. And here's what I'd say, there ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love boy of mine until the birdies wake and chime. Good morning. Oh, there ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that boy of mine until the little birdies wake and chime. Good morning. There ought to be a law
ceiling. It's about time. Why Why do you suppose I'm saying all the things I am? Guess you'll never know unless I draw a diagram. It's about time that you put your arms around me, that you say you're glad you found me. It's about time. What the salesman taught her. It's about time. It's about time that you say these darn songs for us. But there's only one more chorus. It's about time.
Joe Hames and his orchestra with Larry Murphy vocalizing on It's About Time from June of 1932. And we began this daylight saving set of songs with There Ought to Be a Moonlight Saving Time, written by Irving Cale and that handsome debonair man about town, Harry Richman. That was America's Radio Sweetheart. That's right, Ruth Etting from May 26, 1931. Defying all laws of radio programming, we played the same song back-to-back in the first segment of the show. Well, we're gonna do it again with his and hers version of Time on My Hands. Here's Russ Colombo.
Time on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart, all for you. When the day fades away into twilight, the moon is my light of love. In the night I am quite a romancer, I find an answer above. To bring me consolation, you're my inspiration. This is my imagination. Mm-hmm. ba 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 ba. Moments to spare for someone you care for. One love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart, all for you.
His and hers versions of Time on My Hands, written by Harold Adamson, Mac Gordon, and Vincent Newmans. The his version was by Russ Colombo, backed by Nat Shilkret, and recorded October 9, 1931. And we just heard Queenie Leonard with Percival Mackey and his band from that same year. British cabaret singer and actress Queenie Leonard was born Pearl Walker in Manchester, England. She made her stage debut at age 14 with her entertainer father. She appeared in British stage musicals and was also on British radio and TV. In 1939, she moved to Hollywood with her husband, who was a set designer. Queenie Leonard appeared in more than 30 Hollywood films, playing very proper English maids and other character roles, but was also the voice of a bird in Disney's Alice in Wonderland in 1951, and she was also the voice of Princess in 101 Dalmatians. She appeared regularly at nightclubs in New York and on Los Angeles' Sunset Strip. She also appeared occasionally on television, including episodes of the 1960s series Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie. Queenie Leonard died in Los Angeles just a couple of months ago on January 17th at age 96. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Your comments about the show and your requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back to play the Ponies right after this. Last week on April 3rd in 1860, Pony Express mail service began in St. Joseph, Missouri. The first Pony Express rider was heading for California. The next day, another rider left Sacramento, California, heading east for Missouri. Each rider had a 75 to 100 mile run before a switch was made with another rider. The switch was made at one of 190 way stations along the route, each way station being about 10 to 15 miles apart. The Pony Express riders delivered the mail within 10 days, which is about what the post office takes these days, but the price was $5 per ounce. Remember, that was 1860. The service lasted only about 2 years, put out of business by the telegraph. So here in commemoration of the Pony Express are some songs about ponies, starting off with Bert Furman's Dance Orchestra.
Thank you. giddy up, tum tum na na horses, crazy over horses, ta na na.
So sweet in all the world. Smart as on parade, they come along. The crack brigade with waving plumes and flashing blade and flag unfurled.
The king's horses, the king's men march down the street and they march back again. The king's horses and the king's men. They're in scarlet, they're in gold, and all dollied up in the joy to behold. The king's horses. And the king's men,
they're not out to fight the foe. You might think so, but oh dear no, they're out because they got to go to put a little pep into the Lord Mayor's show.
It's their duty now and then, a march down the street and a march back again. The king's horses and the king's men.
I like that record. The New York Syncopators, a pseudonym for, that's right, Harry Reaser and the King's Horses from 1931. The King's Horses was preceded by Bert Furman's Dance Orchestra and Fletcher Henderson's Stampede, recorded February 24, 1927. Continuing this Pony Express set of songs on rapidly rotating records, here's Chico Marx.
Well, maybe for the first lesson, it's better if you don't sing. And if you don't sing, I think it's a much better yet. I'll sing. Everyone says I love you. The great big mosquito when he sting you. The fly when he gets stuck on the fly paper too says I love you. Every time the cow says moo, she's a making the wolfie very happy too. And the rooster when he holler cocky dooly dooly doo says I love you. Christopher Columbo, he write the Queen of Spain a very nice little note. And he's right all over you maybe. And then he get himself a great big boat. He's a wiser guy, what do you think Columbo do? When he's a come here in 1492, he said the Pocahontas at you, fight you, don't you go. That means you little son of a gun, I love you. Maybe it's a better if I don't sing too, huh?
Yes.
All right, I'll play.
I love good music.
So do I. Let's get out of here.
Sit down.
I've got to stay here. But there's no reason why you folks shouldn't go out into the lobby till this thing blows over.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for the first lesson. I come back next week and teach you how to breathe. And don't breathe until I see you again.
Over horses, 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 silly over horses, horses, horses. Once I heard her call me Sparkplug, brown eyes too. Guess she thinks I'm a horse's Barney Google at the altar, altar, altar. Maybe she will falter, falter, falter. Then I'll get a halter, 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 just to make her mine. A woman's no means yes, I guess. A horse's nay is a horse's yes. Oh, it's horses, horses, just a lot of horses, horses all of the time. Whoa! Whoa!
A lot from Harry Reeser on tonight's show. Anybody got a problem with that? Good, I didn't think so. That was the Six Jumping Jacks with the vocal by, of course, Tommy Stax, and Horses, written by Byron Gay and Richard Whiting, and recorded by the Jacks on March 9th, 1926. And before Horses, it was Everyone Says I Love You, Chico Marx with a couple of punchlines thrown in by Groucho, as well as a bit of Collegiate. So what's that have to do with the Pony Express? Well, that was from the soundtrack of Horse Feathers. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll be back with the Champion of the People right after this. Last week, on April 3rd in 1939, Mr. District Attorney was heard for the first time on NBC Radio. Originally, the serial about the Champion of the People was a 15-minute program broadcast nightly. In June of 1939, the program went to a half-hour weekly format on Wednesday night. Mr. District Attorney aired until 1952, and it was sponsored by Ipana Toothpaste and Sal Hepatica. So here to commemorate Mr. District Attorney are some songs about crime, starting off with Al Boley.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming the lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say? After I've taken the blame, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty.
I plead guilty to breaking your heart. No motive for what I've done. I am the guilty one. Put me behind bars. I killed your love for me. Put me behind bars. Show me no sympathy. I had a love in a million, love that is rarely found. What did I do to that precious thing? I laughed and kicked it around. put me behind bars and take my world from me. Put me behind bars and never set me free. There was a fool who thought he was smart. Now there's a fool with a broken heart. So put me behind bars, I killed your love for me.
Out of mischief now, really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire, it's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see, you're the only one for me. I have told them in advance, they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now.
Some songs about crime to commemorate the debut of Mr. District Attorney on NBC Radio on April 3, 1939. We began with Al Boley, backed by Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra in 1931, and Guilty, written by Gus Kahn, Harry Axt, and Richard Whiting. Then it was George Malacrino with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans and Put Me Behind Bars from December 14, 1937. And we wrapped up with Russ Carlson and the High Steppers, Russ Carlson on piano and Dick Robertson's vocal, on Keeping Out of Mischief Now, written by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf, and recorded March 1, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend the last hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome, and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game and sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and until next week, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.